This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
The construction industry here in the heartland of America and the trucking companies operating out of places like Minneapolis, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and Chicago have a similar problem. They cannot get enough qualified people to do the job. And that was reflected in something we are seeing for the first time since just before Christmas, 17 and a half years ago. That was the last time the unemployment rate in America was this low, 3.9%. Now, will the jobless rate stay that low, stay below 4%? If it does, it would be the first time that has happened in 50 years. Last month was the 91st consecutive month that the U.S. economy has added jobs, though fewer jobs were added in April than analysts expected. Now, this week's report showed the unemployment rate for black workers has consistently hovered well above the rate for white workers. The job market has improved for black workers in recent years. They still, though, face a jobless rate of 6.6%, higher than the 3.6% for whites. But according to the most recent Labor Department figures, the black unemployment rate is the lowest level on record. From This Week in Agribusiness, we're awaiting more details on those high-level trade talks this week between the United States and China. Farmers are concerned about this trade dispute that has heated up and could really get hot in June, unless there are some things taken care of here. Word from the Chinese after the talks concluded was that officials from China and the United States reached a consensus on some aspects, but disagreements on other issues remain. The Chinese news agency said, though, the two sides committed to resolving the trade disputes through dialogue. The talks in China this week were led by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. If you were among those folks on Interstate 70 at Indianapolis this week, out there on the highway scooping up the cash that fell out of that Brinks truck, I hope you haven't spent those dollars yet on that new big screen TV or that new sport utility vehicle. Indiana State Troopers point out that people who claim those dollars, some of the hundreds of thousands of dollars that fell out of that truck, could be prosecuted for theft. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.